seen a lot of Scottish football on television back in Holland. And of course, you see a fantastic arena here. So, I mean, it was interesting to come to Scotland and play for Celtic.
Hello, welcome to the Banner and Celtic podcast. My name is Lawrence Donegan, and I'm joined this week, as I'm joined every week, by my good pal and co-host, Mr. Remy McSween. How you doing, Remy?
I can't believe you've unblocked my number after 2 years.
That's really good,
Is this us emerging from liquidation?
Exactly. We're the same podcast, though.
The By the Minute podcast.
I know I'm going to get into that. I was going to give my view on that whole Rangers thing, but I won't. I'm very much of the view that you look at football and football teams in a holistic sense. So
have we gone up market?
No. But I think that we are the same podcast. If I think that we are the same podcast, then we are the same podcast. So there you go. So good to see you, pal. We are not on Skype, we're on Zoom. So that's one big technical change. Both of us thought we might bring the podcast back, because if Harry Brady can bring back his shite podcast, we can definitely bring back ours. Anyway, just to celebrate winning the league, when we beat the Rangers last week, I spent the entire week looking for Celtic content and Rangers content. So in a big week like this, it's just as a public service, I thought we'd bring the podcast back. We'd ramble on for an hour, just so once you've got through all your favourite Celtic podcasts, you could maybe, one last, down the bottom of the dregs of the barrel. There it is, the By the Minute Celtic podcast with Donegan and Remy McSween. Anyway, so we'll ramble on for an hour. I guess we should start at Champions again. Rem, what do you think?
Yes. Fantastic. It's one of these, the problem with the SPFL, they've got a chance to let us win the league at home against St Mirren and have 60,000 people get to watch it. They send us to Tynecastle, where we're getting 1,200 tickets. And then if we're not going to win it there, Ibrox with no tickets, which is an absolute joke. And I have to be honest, I felt very, very lucky and privileged to be there yesterday.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. Firstly, even as a marketing organisation, wouldn't you think the SPFL would go, okay, what's going to look good on TV? These games are on American TV, believe it or not. I think it's Paramount Plus, the Scottish games. In fact, what was on there? Queen's Park and
Queen's Park and Dundee. On Friday night.
It was at Ogilvie. It was on Paramount Plus. And I cannot express just how bad it looked, right?
Surely, Stirlingshire's ex-number one amateur goalie, you must have played at Stenhouse Muir.
I did. I played at the...
Was it that long ago? It was grass.
That's right. It was grass. It was Central Region Schools, 1979, maybe. What a team we had, by the way. Do you want me to go through the team again?
Oh, here we go.
Now,
right, I'll guess Colquhoun and Solomon were in it. It was
a one-man team. It was just get a ball to JC and we'll just all sit back here and watch him just rattle a few in. Anyway, my big memory of that night was the bath afterwards. We couldn't put in the changing room. They had a kind of communal bath. You couldn't believe it. None of us had had a bath. We were all at St. Bowden's. Nobody had baths in the house. Anyway, you're dead right. I mean, it just looks kind of... I mean, to have a bit of market savvy. It's not like we're not going to win the league.
Exactly.
It's like they sat in a room and said, right, okay, how can we fucking annoy them?
But exactly, they could have picked where we won the league.
Yeah.
And they made sure we weren't going to win it in front of our supporters, which I think is... a scandal, even if they'd have sent us to Hibs, we get 4,000 tickets nearly for that.
Yeah.
And you don't have the panic and the ballots and the, people can't get in. But, I mean, to be honest, if you're going to pick a place to win it, beating the scummy gets is one of the better ones.
Yeah.
But we should have had a bigger support.
I thought it was 1,600 tickets, but Joe Hart got in there, but bother, who cares? Somebody was saying, oh, it was Michael Stewart but bitching about Joe Hart. I think your good pal Ewan Murray was on about it as well. Something about the, what's the origins of it? Didn't we used to have an entire stand at one
we got the entire stand in the cup game because it's different rules.
Okay.
But they are of the view that they don't need us, right? And they can sell the tickets.
Not true.
Right. I don't have a problem if they can sell the tickets. But as you say, it's not true.
Well, it wasn't true yesterday.
No.
But you can see it on TV.
And their solution to balancing the inequality in Scottish football is to take a share of the gate money. That's their big proposal. A share of absolute numpties. Don't want you in the ground, but I want half of your season ticket money.
Well, again, this has been a debate that's been ongoing. I cannot believe. I would actually. The idea of me subsidising Hearts is just preposterous.
But I mean, if they ever passed that, I would drop their season ticket price to 50p,
and do something else somehow. Fortunately, I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen. There's no chance it's going to happen. But it's just one of these preposterous ideas, you know. To be fair to Hearts fans, it's quite forward thinking for them to move into the 1970s.
Yeah. Oh, something else. Oh, I guess we'll come on to that. But now you got a ticket. Congratulations. How did you get a ticket? Tell people how you got a ticket. Show your credentials here.
I didn't qualify in the ballot. That's all I can say.
Really? I know how you got a ticket then. Am I right?
No. I'm worse than you for begging. But at least, to be fair, I paid.
I thought you were going to say, well, I've been at every home game since 1963.
Yeah, not quite. I mean, to be fair, I do go to most away games.
Yeah.
Life intervenes every now and then, but I do go to most away games. I think the only away ground I won't have been in this season is Ibrox. But, I had no chance of getting a ticket. So, the begging bowl went out very early, like a lot of people. And I was one of the lucky ones that one of the contacts came through.
Oh, is it the one I'm thinking came through?
I'm not going to name and shame him.
Because
I don't want a guy getting a pile on, what are you doing, sorting that dick out. So
it's Eddie from Celtic Underground, isn't it? He had a stay. He was printing tickets at one point.
He usually sells his to Jack Hendry and they share the markup.
That's right, very good. Now, so how's your day? Talk me through your day.
Well, went through early. It's not quite the Hampden, your trip to the Queen's Park Cath, although I did that last Sunday. Through to Edinburgh early, William Street, do you know it?
No, where's that?
It's sort of kind of between Haymarket and Princes Street.
All right, okay. I know
it's a nice wee sort of cobbled street of pubs. Now, to be fair, they're all kind of rugby pubs.
Because
it's Edinburgh.
Yeah.
It's Edinburgh, but the place was full of Hearts fans. Wee bit of lunch, couple of pints. That was after the cargo and the train on the way through. Then I wandered down to the organised chaos of Tynecastle and just trying to get in there is just it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful. I mean, the supposed ticket cordon, none.
Yeah.
Stick you into four lanes of barriers and you move about 5 feet every 3 minutes. And as kickoff gets near, you think, I'm not getting in here.
Yeah.
And the people who come late see the big queue and then you just start trying to push forward because, obviously they want to get into the game. And the police just stand there and let you through it. They're letting you through probably five at a time, getting searched, and then they only open the big gates to let one person through at a time. And it's like, what is this? It's just, what is this?
Yeah. Again,
it's a supposed modern stadium. There's hundreds of police there. I mean, there really is hundreds of police. You don't know what half of them are doing and why they're doing it.
Well, Police Scotland are unfit for purpose, said it for years. I mean, they are not a crime-solving or crime-fighting organisation. They're a lobbying organisation. They're lobbying for their own pensions and their own salaries, and that's really it. But anyway,
it's probably just as well the Met Police weren't doing it, given the amount of songs that were going on yesterday.
No, the how the Hearts fans with you? Is it when you just co-mingling before the game? Is it okay?
Are the ones we, the ones I've said to this day before, and it's like, you know, every Hearts fan you meet individually is absolutely sound.
Yeah.
And then when they get in a group, they're all just, no, they're just a I'm not going to say the C word because, you know, you'll have to up the certificate, but they are.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I work with a couple of Hearts fans, really nice guys. You know, both will not speak to me tomorrow when I go back to work, but,
very
good. You know, because they knew it was coming, but they at least admit we're quite a good team. And the Hearts fans, the pubs we were in, were absolutely fine. And, you know, they knew we were Tim's and they knew we were going to the game, but they, you know, didn't cause any hassle. It's only when you get in the ground, it's. I mean, what, tell a lie, they start sneaking past you in the queue and flinging all sorts of abuse at you. But,
yeah.
I mean, I think Edinburgh needs to appoint a diet czar because there's some amount of fatties there.
Well, very good. We'll
keep You've got a huge obesity problem in the heart support.
Well, very good.
I'll tell you one. During the game, because it probably wasn't on telly, it was hilarious. You know how they run down that side of that office block they call their new main stand?
Yeah.
So that's the bottom corner of that and the bottom corner of the wheat field. Bottom corner of the wheat field, now that's where the worst of their support go, right? That's all they want to do is sing Hun songs and upset everybody. So David Turnbull was running down to warm up behind the goals. And this guy was giving him lip for about 10 yards. Turnbull turned round and clocked him, saw the size of him. And he gave him the big fat belly mime.
Oh, did he?
Just ran on laughing. It was hilarious. To make the guy's day worse, he got huckled at 2-0. So he'd a day to remember. He'd a day to remember.
So the team was pretty much as you would expect. We had Hart, we had Ralston, Kobayashi, Starfelt, Taylor, midfield of Hatate, O'Reilly, McGregor. Up front was Jota, Daizen, Maeda, and Kyogo. That's pretty much our strongest team, wasn't it?
Well, given
the... Oh, yeah, given the injuries, yeah.
Probably I don't think... I mean, the only decision he's got just now is who's going to play between O'Reilly and Moy. And that's kind of it. I think the rest of the team picked itself.
I think we'll come on to that in a bit. We'll quickly go through the game, but I want to come on to that. But I would, that would be one of the upgrades I would be looking for. Somebody who's, I mean, O'Reilly's he's young, he's only 22. I think Moy's at the downslope of his career. I think we need an extra midfielder, but we'll come on to that in a minute. The game itself, Brent, was I thought Hearts dominated the first 30 minutes. They really did.
They come flying out of traps, like, you know, they're going in. But they didn't create any chances. Although they were, you could see after 20 minutes they were starting to blow out their arse. Their press was starting to collapse, and they weren't, obviously. And you knew that we started to settle into the game after about 20 minutes. Kobayashi was a bit shaky at the start. Usually the best thing about him is his passing.
Yeah.
But his passing was pretty poor in the first 20 minutes, whether it was nerves or, the Hearts did what everybody's trying to do is just now is shut down the midfield, shut down the passing lanes, put McGregor in a box so that he can't turn and pass the ball out. And they were successful at that for a wee bit. But then their intensity dropped a little bit and we started to come into the game, and I honestly felt there was only one winner even before the
sending off.
The most disgraceful sending off in the history of Scottish football.
Yeah, we'll come at that in a minute. Not
a shot on target.
But nevertheless, well, football's like that though, Rem, isn't it? It's a kind of accumulation of pressure. It can be an accumulation of pressure. You can, you might not be creating any clear-cut openings, but, if you've got the overwhelming weight of possession and territorial advantage, and I thought, I thought they played pretty nicely, actually. But one of the better, you compare that to the Rangers,
compare it to the way they play against the Rangers. The intensity is at a different level.
Incredible, that, isn't it? It's absolutely preposterous. But another subject for another day. Anyway, I thought they played pretty well. I have a sneaking suspicion that Naismith might be a decent manager, actually. I think I know would never liked him as a player. He's a diehard Blue Nose. The
I can't stand him. He's a horrible
maybe
wee shit. Like,
well,
you see what he did yesterday? See Jota? That was deliberate.
you think I'd be interested in that? I've
He's outside his technical area. There's something on Twitter. He lifts his knee to make sure he's not getting by him.
I saw that. I saw that.
Sadly, it wasn't the one he smashed his ligaments a few years ago, but hey ho.
I have a sneaking suspicion, and that, I mean, I know they had a shock in his first game. I can't remember what the score was, but it was pretty bad.
They get beat by Hibs. The first time they'd lost to Hibs in the league
That's
for a year.
right. I actually watched that game. That was a, I mean, speaking of,
Awful game.
that was just awful. But yeah, right. You can't sneak, and I guess that's all part of the strategy, isn't it? We didn't create anything in the first half hour, but part maybe part
No,
of the
we didn't.
strat, but
We
part of the
didn't.
strategy is to contain the pre, just to contain them. Okay, they're going to let them blow themselves out, and that's exactly what happened. Yeah, right. In the last 10, 15 minutes of the first half, we certainly started to get a grip on the game. Toby Ashley, I thought, do you know what struck me
I thought he
actually?
settled down.
He did.
I thought he settled down.
Do you know what I really, and as I talked, someone was talking to somebody pretty high level in football, and they were saying, oh, what was the difference going to a Premier League team? And it was about in training just how quickly the ball gets zipped. I mean, that's how you're a new player in a decent team, you get in there, and that's how they test you. The passing is so sharp and so quick. And you better have your touch on, or you're immediately, oh, he's not a player. I couldn't believe I noticed that we would really zip the ball. I mean, it goes quickly. And Kobayashi is, well, he pings it. Every pass is pinged, and you better have your touch. And again, that's one of the great things about this Postecoglou team is technically we are miles ahead of, I mean, I can't even, I'm thinking back to the Brendan, I mean, the Brendan Rodgers team, I mean, technically, touch. I mean, that was a decent team, obviously, but I mean, this
We
team
play a
is,
lot quicker than they did.
yeah. Oh, we certainly do. Yeah.
We don't pass the ball about the back four for passing sake.
That's right.
And I think the first half hour yesterday, Kobayashi was helped to settle by Starfelt. I thought he was an absolute rock yesterday. Defensively, he was tremendous. He won his headers. He stopped Shankland, who I don't particularly rate, but he was trying yesterday. And I thought Starfelt had a really good game, especially because he was moving on to the other side again. Back to the right hand side.
Yeah.
Played a few games there, but he was really solid. I mean, the back four was solid in the first half hour.
Yeah. The so we gained control of the started to get a foothold in the game. And I wouldn't say what was clear from then on who was going to win, but certainly we were beginning to control it. The sending off came. What was it? Oh, it was right on half time, actually.
Yep, just
Odd
before
one
half time.
is it's one of those ones. Actually, I mean, I haven't seen the Scottish coverage yet. It's Monday morning here in California. So I haven't watched Sports Scene or whatever yet. I'll watch it later tonight. In the ground, what did you think in the ground at the time?
I thought first, I'm at the other end of the stadium. I thought Maeda was through, and it was a red card. And I was surprised the guy got a yellow. Really surprised. And then obviously they put up the screen that it was getting VAR checked.
Yeah.
And as soon as we knew it was getting VAR checked, we were pretty sure he was going to go off. My mate put it up on the phone, because obviously you're streams a couple of minutes behind the ground, and we saw there was a red card right away. There was no debate. He's through. The Hearts defender, who ends up looking as if he's nearly catching him after the foul, is about 3 to 4 yards behind him. There's no
Yeah.
catching Maeda. So Maeda's through, so he's going to have a shot. So he's got a clear goal scoring opportunity. Now, even if he doesn't shoot, he's passing it to Kyogo. So, the guy stopped us scoring. It was a red card.
I think it was borderline, and what you're describing there, oh, he's through, he's had a shot. There's a long way. He still had a bit of work to do. That's my only thing.
Yeah, but he's still he's got a shot. Okay, he's not. It doesn't. The law doesn't take into consideration that Dyson Maeda has not got the best first touch in the world and not got a great shot. The law doesn't specify about poor first touches. He was through and he had a shot.
It was a kind of borderline one to my eyes.
To save you, but the bother of watching sports scene, Neil McCann thought it was a red card.
Oh, did he? Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
right. Really, he did.
Wow, that is actually, he's obviously, funnily enough, I detect he's obviously fallen out with them at Ibrox or something like that, because he's been a bit more spicy recently, and a bit more, well, that's actually not a bad opinion, that. So he's fallen out with somebody, or he's been told, you know, you're definitely not getting a job in the coaching.
Oh, remember he wanted, the rumour was he was going to be Van Bronckhorst's assistant.
That's
remember
right,
that?
Yeah.
And he didn't get that, and I don't think he's been in the frame for any managerial jobs for a while.
I think he's
so
done.
He's doing sports scene and sports sound. He didn't even get back to Sky. So
see what you're talking about. I'm watching this. It's such a. I mean, it's what's it again? The last thing the world needs is two old blokes talking about this decision. And to me, it looked borderline. Could have gone either way. Wasn't clear-cut either way. The ref on the field, it's like the NFL. If you give whatever your ruling, if there's no clear evidence that that was wrong, then don't overturn it. The other thing as well, Rem, is every single time.
But it was wrong.
But every single time, I would just for once have liked the ref to get called over to the VAR and for him to say, no, I'm good, mate. Just shut up.
Oh, it's happened. It's happened.
Once. Oh, has it? Once?
Oh, yes. Guess who and guess where?
Really? Yeah. Really? Really?
Really?
Yeah. Did you see that, the foul on Duke, the Golson wrestling?
Jesus. Now, I've seen somebody saying, oh, because it's outside the box, VAR can't intervene. But it continued into the box. It was a penalty.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You agree with me on that one?
Oh, I do, actually. It was comical, actually.
But Joe, it was worse. Duke didn't even appeal.
Yeah, what was that all about?
He's been going mental.
But I'm presuming he just saw worse, apparently.
When you say you don't get it, the worst that should have happened, he used to get booked for dissent at worst. You'd have been chasing that ref over the pitch. Yeah. And it's wee Waddley Beaton. They would get John Beaton. So, there you go.
Absolute shocker, wasn't it? Absolute shocker. Anyway.
Cantwell could probably have been sent off, but got away with it. He got a yell.
I never saw any of that stuff. By the way, I did watch, because I do like, I live in hope, I would switch their game on, if they're not winning or they're drawing, because I like to hear them getting booed off. It's one of my.
I'll tell you what, switch on this Saturday and you'll see it.
So anyway, half time, 0-0, second half. There's only one winner after that, isn't there? I mean, Thiago scores, 50th goal for
him. Hearts took off the young Japanese kid, Ota. I think it's Ota. I thought he'd been their best player. I know they had to put a defender on.
Yeah.
But I would have kept him on because he was at least causing us some bother. Shanklin just trundles about. The rumours are that he might go to the Huns, and I'd love that.
Well, funnily enough, I always just had him bagged as a guy who can score goals, whatever. But I thought he looked pretty decent against us.
They've already got a penalty taker, so he's not going to score a lot of goals for them.
Yeah, that's true. We scored in 67 minutes. Kyogo, 50th goal. What a signing he's been, isn't it?
It was an absolutely brilliant goal. I mean, there's been criticism quite a lot, and even Postecoglou's mentioned that a couple of times, that we don't play the ball a long pass quick enough for Kyogo for his runs.
Yeah.
And yesterday, McGregor played a 30-yard pass rather than over the top of the defence. Hatate's timed his run perfectly, looks up, doesn't even take a touch, rolls it in. Great wee finish.
Yeah, really good.
And there were the usual scenes
Was
Behind the
there?
goal.
Oh, that's
Oh,
great.
Jesus, man.
Was it? That is
Bodies
fantastic.
everywhere. It's like, you know, it's just, I keep saying to you, it's National Hug a Stranger Day. That's what it's like. It's just, it's brilliant because we all knew then you're playing 10 men. They're not going to get a goal. And we're going to settle down and play our normal game. And it was a brilliant goal. I mean, he hurt himself scoring it straight off. You know, seems to have a bit of a weak shoulder, you know, because he's shoulder injuries.
Yeah, well, it's all that jumping up and down at the end of the games. That's the problem.
He's always recovered well enough to do that.
Yeah.
But I was a great fight. I mean, 50 goals, and I mean, he missed a lot of games last season with injury. So I think he's got 50 goals in 70 games. That's a pretty good strike rate.
I'm sure somebody will have done it, but I'd love to know the percentage of goals scored inside the 6 yard box.
For him,
For
I'd say for
him.
him it's over 90.
Oh, I'm trying to think. He scored the one against Dundee United, obviously, the one against Hibs in the cup final. But I'm
Yeah,
sure
but
there's
he scored a
plenty.
few.
But
He has scored a few, but he has a he's a it's his movement in the box is
wonderful.
just fantastic.
And he, again, Ange talked about this when he was signing players. He's not signing players, he's signing people. And, you know, looking at the aftermath, you're watching they're going around interviewing all the players on the field, and it just seemed like it doesn't seem like to be any dicks in this team. Like, Kyogo seems like a good guy.
Even the one that we all thought might be a dick in Joe Hart.
And well, absolutely, you know. I mean, he's either not a dick or he's a phenomenal actor.
To be fair, I mean, Hart looks like the good experienced pro we need in the dressing room, but he also says that Postecoglou's made him a better person. So maybe he was a dick.
But I mean, Greg Taylor, phenomenal. I mean, the guy said after his post-match interview, he's so articulate, saying exactly the right things. Come on, as a player, really a good representative of the club. Obviously, I think McGregor sets the tone for everybody, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's grown into the captain's role really well.
Unbelievable.
I thought he struggled at first. You know, maybe that was just because the team was struggling at first. Last season, I'm talking about to fit into a new system and style of playing, and obviously he didn't have all the players he wanted, and we had a pretty poor midfield up to the January transfer window when it all turned round. But he's definitely grown into the role, and he's a good leader now. I mean, he's learned from Brown. He's probably learned from Postecoglou, and I'm pretty sure he'll have learned from Hart and Carter Vickers. But we've got, you know, everybody says how important's a captain. Captain is important, but you need leaders throughout your team, and I think we do have that
We do.
in many positions. So I mean, Carter Vickers is captain of the team. So is Hart when McGregor was out, but he's had a really good season, McGregor. I mean, that pass yesterday was a beauty.
And as soon as you're not a dick, as soon as you start behaving like a dick, Giamakis was obviously putting stuff out on social media and referred to it. You're out, you're emptied, because there's always somebody else.
Yeah, and to be fair, Juranovic never did any of that stuff, so he kept getting played. I mean, although everybody knew he wanted to go, he didn't. He wasn't, you know, and his agent stirring shit up and putting things on Instagram. He just got sold and went with. He seemed to go with Postecoglou's best wishes, whereas you know Giamakis is now a forgotten man. He's what. He was a good goal scorer, but that's all he was. He was never replacing Kyogo as his first striker. No chance.
No, so I really like that about this team, and I think that's obviously part of Postecoglou's Angie's philosophy of team building. Speaking of GM, his replacement always scored the second one. No, cracking goal, actually.
Beautiful goal.
Beautiful
Nice
goal.
move by the subs. Haksabanovic playing in the correct side because he should be on the left side all the time. I'm still seeing him just now as an impact sub rather than a starter because he doesn't
Absolutely.
really start.
He's not quick enough, is he? He isn't.
No,
Isn't
he's just
quick
a wee
enough.
bit. Wee bit. He's lacking a yard.
Yeah, isn't that
He's got
amazing?
all the skill in the world, but he's lacking a yard. Nice ball to Moy. Great cutback, and just the same as Kyogo, beat your man at the ball and stick it in inside the 6 yard box.
Do you think
Great goal.
oh no, what's that group? There's a bit of doubt about what do you think he's got the makings of a he's probably not a number one he's not a number one striker, is he? Is he? I don't know. He's young.
Instead of Kyogo just now? No, absolutely not. But you know, he's 21 or 22. I mean, I think he scored 4 or 5 goals. He's done all right. He's a bit raw, but sometimes when you see him playing, he's definitely got something.
Really?
I think he has. He's had a couple of shockers, but so is every day. I mean, he looks mobile, athletic, powerful, and
Certainly
you know,
powerful.
he's caused the Huns a few problems. So, you know, I think he's got something. But you know, I wouldn't want to be starting with him just now in a big game, but you know, but he might be starting if Kyogo's injured, they'll be starting on Saturday.
Is that the gossip? Is that the rumors?
No, I'm just saying if Kyogo goes injured, because we don't have another striker.
So 2-0, game done, last 10 minutes. So final whistle goes, talk me through it.
Just elation, really. Even though, I mean, although you've known for 20 minutes, you've won it. It's just, it's done. It's done and dusted. It's official. They're all streaming out the stadium, greeting and booing, and then the whole team just. I think your point about the players all being likable is a good one. Celebrate in front of the support, you know, and how much better would it have been if it'd been Celtic Park? No doubt about it. The only thing I felt about the celebration, you know, all the players have got a song, get a song, and then the
Oh,
ones
that's
that
right.
haven't. Yeah, all right, okay. Well, I'll just stand at the back. They didn't even do the one Greg Taylor or one Carol Starfelt. Nothing. It's just like Carter Vickers is on with the crutches. Alistair Johnson, who's an absolute mentalist, I love him. He's on without the crutches this week, which is a good sign. And so all the players were there on the pitch. Even Forrest was on.
The Alistair Johnson, absolute. There's a case in point. Articulate, engaged. Obviously, a very dedicated professional footballer. But what a representative! He's at the Canadians. Obviously, the Canadian national team. He's the kind of union representative for the players in the Canadian national team. Looking for proper pay. Just a quality kind of player. Quite obviously a quality player, but a quality person. That you want to spend time in a dressing room. I think
Do
teams can.
you must like him, because do you know how he sounds like Tiger Woods when he's getting interviewed?
Oh, I've never even noticed that. I tell
Well,
you,
you know, you must sound like him.
there is a golf connection. I think he went to Wake Forest. He played soccer at Wake Forest, where a guy called Alex Fitzpatrick went. And Alex Fitzpatrick, for all the golf fans that'll know, that's Matt Fitzpatrick's brother. So there you
All
go.
right, okay.
So there
There you
you
go.
go. So
He's a cracking player. I mean, we've lost Juranovic and not noticed.
I think he's
We'll
an upgrade.
have an upgrade. He's 6 or 7 years younger, and we bought him cheaper. That's a good signing policy.
The only thing I would, again, as an attacking threat, I think he has to develop a little bit. But that,
Yeah, he'll
look
get.
at the way Greg Taylor has always been seen as a solid defensive player, but he's now a real attacking threat. So I'm presuming Johnson will develop and.
Johnson's had a few good crosses in his last few games, so you can see he's definitely adapting to the fact that he's not just a defender. You know, he's got, you know, fullbacks are important. You know, should be huge attacking threats, and
Well, they are, in the modern game.
first and foremost they should be defenders. But you know, with the game being all about numbers and stats, you know, he's got to deliver good crosses, and he started to do that.
I don't know how much you saw of the. It's quite striking to me in the post-game interviews that Ange was. I'm not saying anything that nobody else has said, but he did, not unusually. What's the word I'm looking for? Surprisingly emotional.
He was very emotional.
I couldn't. It was quite a well, surprising in a way, two ways. One that he's never really shown that side of himself. I mean, he seems to be very, very businesslike. Certainly in front of a camera and with a microphone, so he's always very businesslike. But secondly, you hear all sorts of stuff. I'm sure you hear stuff. I was just assuming he'd be off the summer. He might still be off the summer, but to me,
Well,
that these were not
somebody
the.
might. Yeah, so on you go.
I was just going to say, wasn't the kind of behaviour of a guy who was ch checking out. It's a long way. it's a long way from his, not crying, but almost crying, to then departing in 6 weeks' time. So you think a guy who seems to have some kind of emotional commitment to the club. So that was, it was very touching, but kind of heartening in a way as well.
I mean, I think we'll get another year out of him at least. I think he'll want another go at the Champions League. I mean, the thing is, he's what, 57, 58? He's not going to
Dinosaur.
get, he's not going to get, if he gets offered a bigger, and I know people will be listening, there's no bigger job in Celtic, but sadly there is, right? But who's going to come for him in the EPL? Right? Spurs, maybe. Because I've got a new Australian director of football, but he doesn't really work with directors of football. Chelsea, I don't see it, but if Chelsea offered me a job, I'd go because I'd be trousering the redundancy money about 2 months later. But where do you go? I mean, it's like Rodgers showed that money's not everything, and I think Postecoglou knows that. Do you want Leicester? They get hammered today. Are they going to be still be in the EPL? There's a lot of ropey English Premier League clubs. He's going to get a go at the Champions League, which he wouldn't get a go at with Spurs or Chelsea next year. I think it would need to be an amazing offer to tempt him anywhere.
What
But I
financial
think,
offer?
yeah, because I think he's still got unfinished business with us, and that's Europe. For next season.
The I think his record, he kind of normally hangs around for 4 years, so that would give us another 2 years. I wonder, if the English, a guy like Ange, it's quite amazing. I was over recently. When we went to me and the wee man went to see Everton Newcastle. I swear to God, utter garbage. I mean, absolute garbage. Quality of football, shocking. Goodison, for all it's, I mean, it's a lovely, quaint ground and all that. But what a, I mean, it's Oakleview on stilts. It's really, it's a shocker.
I mean, they might. I was going to say they might have the best new stadium in the Championship, but they're beating Brighton 2-0 now.
Oh, really? Well, the I just wonder if he might go to Italy and somewhere like that. Italy might go to Olympiacos, Greece, maybe. Who knows? But I don't know. The anyway, we're certainly not wanting to get rid of him. But
He's
I
not.
was
He's not. He's not. I'm adamant. He's not going this season.
right. Well, and I wasn't. And maybe
I
now
have been
I
wrong
am.
many times before, and I can be
Yeah.
wrong again, but that's just my opinion.
The but anyway, I thought it again. What a representative of the club! I thought the emotion in his interviews. I mean, he did break down when he started talking about his kids. What a, I mean, it is. I mean, the sacrifices these guys and the families of these people, these players make is just astonishing. I mean, anyway, he was great. Actually, a shout out as well for John Kennedy and our old pal Stevie Woods. It's great. They have, while others bailed, they stayed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's there's good Celtic men, and they've done well. And obviously, Ange rates. He's kept him around. He's not kept many people around. I mean, it's been a slow attrition of the old guard, but McCart's gone from the academy.
McIntyre's away.
The whole So
And
anyway,
he's put last season's first team coaches in to coach the academy players. And the youth players who are now playing the same style of football. So,
did you
and
see the
that's been super.
did you see the Youth Cup final? That was a
I saw some of it. I saw the highlights. I
oh
mean,
the goal. Who was it? I can't remember the
some
kid. I mean,
cracking goals.
oh
But I think I was coaching the defence. They're all out of shop.
well, that's right. Oh my God. Anyway, that yeah, we'll see.
And as I
Anyway,
speak, it's just gone 3-0 Everton, and it's still the first half.
that is astonishing because I thought we went to see them. It could have been, I think it was 4-1 in the end from Newcastle. I swear to God, Everton are absolutely atrocious, and the quality of football is, well, I use the word quality in a very loose
That's
sense.
Sean Dyche. That's there's a lot of terrible teams in the English Premier League.
90 grand a week. Sean Dyche, I swear to God, it's frighteningly bad. Anyway, they've won tonight.
Sam Allardyce is getting 500 grand for four games.
Wow. Anyway, so champions again. I have no idea. I'm sure somebody's done it, but we've done as usual no research. I don't know how many trophies that is in the last 10 years.
Well,
Hundreds and hundreds.
I can tell you if we win the Scottish Cup in a few weeks, which there's a, I'm not being disrespectful or a bit
Why
suspicious.
not? Yeah,
We should win it, right?
we
Well,
should.
we'll certainly be long odds on favourites, right?
Yeah.
So if we do the treble, which would be, you kind of get blasé about it, that'll be our fifth treble in 7 years,
Yeah.
and we'll have won 17. Is it out of the in the 20 in the 7 years out of 21 trophies, we'll have won 17 of them,
Amazing, isn't it?
and the Rangers will have won two, and St Johnstone will have won two.
What is amazing to me then, in all the discussions of Scottish football, it's a duopoly.
It's not.
It's not.
It's
It's just
not.
not. People stop saying this. I mean, it's one team, and then this kind of distantly.
The big two. Nobody says that when we're playing St Johnstone.
It's true, though. I mean, it's not even. Oh my God, it's not even in the same ballpark. A phenomenal run. We should enjoy it. I mean, not
Absolutely
to get.
should. I mean, we've only won the, I mean, obviously the treble. I mean, everybody thinks, oh, the treble, 150. It's not, the treble's only been going since the mid-40s, right? The first treble we did was under Jock Stein in 1967, and then
Yeah.
69, and then we didn't win it again till Martin O'Neill came.
Yeah, and there was it.
And he only won one, and then Rodgers came in, and we're going to win 5 in 7 years. It is unbelievable. And there's folk that, oh, you don't celebrate like people that support wee teams. Trust me, we do.
Yeah, it's and again, not to get too old man about it, but when you've been around in the bad old years,
Well,
you
exactly.
appreciate these, yeah.
See, but I know we're sounding all Celtic da,
Yeah.
oh, you're the 90s. But we watched it in the 90s, and it's like, even if they beat us on Saturday, which I don't think they will, but it'll be like 95 when Pierre Van Hooijdonk and Rudy Vatta scored. You go, ah,
Yeah,
they'll take them next year. Peter
that's
Grant,
right.
Peter Grant, they'll never get six, seven, eight, nine. Yes, they did, because they went
Yes.
down about 10 years. But it was horrendous. After Raith Rovers, we were talking about this yesterday. After Raith Rovers, I never thought we'd win a trophy again. And I was one of the optimistic folk in Heritage that night. I was like, I just didn't see us ever winning a trophy again. And we
No.
struggled to beat Airdrie in the one of the worst cup finals I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, and it's now, it's like we play exciting attacking football. We've got some cracking players. We've got some likeable players. There's a real bond with the support, and we're selling out every week at Parkhead. Every
Actually,
game is sold out.
here's a question for you around the where would you put the Celtic team in terms of all the Celtic teams you've watched?
You can have, they're about to break the Scottish record of points and goals, and so statistically, that would make them the best, but
Yeah,
I
but come
don't
on.
think it does, because some of the teams that they're playing against aren't as good as the opposition in the past. I think they have to do something in Europe. The best team I've seen is still O'Neill's team, and they had some phenomenal players,
That's right.
but heavy, heavy, high-earning players who we bought at big money. They were a very expensive team, but they were a cracking team. They won at Anfield and Blackburn, and beat Porto, and people come, the tourists come to Parkhead now for the Champions League atmosphere. We used to beat teams quite regularly in the Champions League at Parkhead.
The Well, Europe's a different animal now, isn't it?
Oh, so it's money. I mean, it's all
Yeah.
money.
So there is that. In terms
I mean, I'm
of.
not expecting us to win our group or anything next year, but I want us to win a couple of games, and I'd like to get into the Europa League. I don't want us to take 5-0 Scuddins.
I'm trying to think. Well, obviously the Lisbon Lions, I mean, obviously wasn't old enough to really appreciate it.
I wasn't old enough.
Yeah, but you can go on YouTube and watch the game. You know, and you can go on YouTube and watch the Stefano testimonial. And that team was the best Celtic team. It just is.
Absolutely.
No question
absolutely.
About it.
They were a brilliant team. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
But you know,
sometimes it's not often you wish you were older, but you know, to be able to see that would be amazing.
But you know, how do you find a great team that they just played a phenomenal brand of football? It was just magical. And you know what? I think that you can draw a direct line, obviously not in the same league, from that team to this team, in the sense that this current team plays football in that tradition.
Yes, I agree.
The Martin O'Neill team did not play in that tradition. That was a power team. I mean, obviously, we had some great players. It was a much more direct. So if you're looking for your Celtic spiritual DNA, I would say that this team is as close as I've seen to the Lisbon Lions. I think they play within the same kind of spirit, and that just attacking sense. Every man on the pitch is a football player. There's no kind of straightforward cluggers. So you know what I mean. You know, or stoppers. Or everybody has an attacking role, and I think this team kind of is very much in that mode. So, you know, it would be great to do something in Europe. I think we got a bit unlucky with the draw this year, and people kind of write.
Really? I don't think we could have got a better draw.
Well, give us a break.
That gave us a great. We should have got third place in that group.
Well, the worst game, I mean, not to go over old ground, but the worst one was away Shakhtar Donetsk. We played them off the park and came away with a draw. That was
we drew with them twice.
Yeah,
and we should have beaten them at least once.
Well, the away game should have been a more decisive result. Anyway, that's by the by. So Europe next year. You agree? You think that the O'Neill team is a better team than this team? This is a better team than the Rodgers team, no question.
It plays well. Rodgers' first year was a great team. You know, the invincible team.
Yeah.
That. But you know. Usual with Brendan Rodgers, like worse as it went on. He still never lost a trophy, but the football got more boring as it went on.
It really does.
And I think Postecoglou is looking at players that will improve this team, so he wants it to get better as it goes on, and he doesn't want it all to be about 90% possession in their own half.
And I tell you what separates Postecoglou from Rodgers. Postecoglou appears to be adjusting to the adjustments. So what happens is your team comes out, you dominate. But then opposition teams start adjusting. They're saying, how do you adjust to that adjustment?
Yeah.
And I think Postecoglou is showing a bit, you know, different ways. Again, he's a bit more, you wouldn't describe Saturday as rope-a-dope, but you know, he's now seemed to be a bit more prepared to cede a bit of space, a bit of possession to the opposition. It's almost like he's practicing for Europe for next year.
I believe, I didn't see the stats because I have to be honest, I was terribly, terribly drunk. But I believe that the Huns had more possession than us for quite a lot of the semi final.
They did.
Right, they had a couple of moments, but we never looked out of control in that game either.
I'm sure he's not, but there wouldn't be, you know, in your kind of wilder moments, you think, well, maybe he's just practicing for Europe because that's what we will have. That's how we will not have the majority possession in Europe. And moving on, talking about next season, he is looking to improve. Have you seen any gossip, transfer gossip? I haven't heard much. I haven't seen.
There was a couple of names come out today, but they didn't. I don't know if they were credible. There was a couple of Polish folk, but a couple of Polish players, young Polish players, but I don't. One of them came from Eddie Pearson, so you know it's bollocks.
Oh, really? This is why people tune in. A couple of Polish blokes. They wrote that.
I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce them.
No.
There are a couple of young Polish players, right? So, I mean, we probably do. I mean, we've got quite a young team.
Yeah.
But if you want to sell your and I hate using it's the business model, you know,
yeah,
and players are only here for a 2 or 3 years. It's I've tried not to get attached to players because I know they won't be here long, but I'll be greeting when Hatate goes.
Oh, so will I. He's the
just
best.
I'm just hoping it's not this season. I'm praying we get another season out of him.
Oh, there's
like when we play in the Scottish Cup and we give him a rest, it's like, oh, shit, that he's no playing. Because he does something every game that makes me get up off my seat.
Right.
And he does things in football that I love to see.
Yeah.
So I want to see at least another year of him. Now, the thing about Hatate is he's not a young player. He's 25. But he's only been a pro for 4 years. And he's won the league in each of his 4 years. But he's 25 is getting to the near the tipping point of maximum value of players.
That's right, yeah.
It's like when Kyogo's 29, he will, even if somebody wants to buy him, he's not going for big money.
No.
Because he's too old.
Too old.
And that sounds horrific. Thought about a 29-year-old being too old.
The,
no, yeah, well, I mean, play big money for old players as Barcelona.
Yeah, he's not going there. No. So I feel like we're selling players on and like there's a big rumor about Hatate today. What did you hear?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that it's one of these things. It starts because he wasn't in any of the photos of the team last night when he got back to Celtic Park.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he was seen at the airport today, and it was rumored a couple of weeks ago he's going to Brighton, but. If he's watching Brighton now, he's no signing for them because they're getting humped. It's about to go 4-0. Oh, nearly saved it. But they're awful tonight, Brighton, which is Brighton are usually pretty good, but they're terrible tonight. So I think we'll get another year out of him. I mean, he's only been here a year and a half.
Yeah.
He's just so good. And it's like, since he's bulked up and got the stamina sorted, no problem. He dominates games. He was plainly not 100% fit in the semi-final, but yesterday he was, and we're a different animal with him in the team.
The last Celtic player that excited you in the way that Hatate,
Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout. Yeah, you would watch, you would turn on van Dijk was playing. If he wasn't in the lineup, you were disappointed.
Yep. Yeah.
So he's in that kind of level. Yeah, he's just he's so infectious and bubbly and effervescent.
He actually looks like he enjoys playing football. So does Jota. I mean, Jota looks as if he loves playing football.
Yeah.
And I think we've got a team, as you say, we've got a team of people who we feel they're actually giving their all for us, which that's the first thing you ask as a supporter. But then when you see, I mean, Jota the other week at St Mirren, I thought I could have marked him. He was so bad. And then he scores. And he totally turns the game.
In a way.
Because really good players do things in games,
what's
even when they're
doing?
Having nightmares.
What's he doing in the Brazen Head on a Thursday night?
But was that not hilarious?
Yeah, but it's not like it,
you must be storting about Mill Valley now in the double denim look.
Oh,
and the bum.
Well, yeah, that's right.
And your hippie coffee shops. You must be the top talker, the Big Sur, with that outfit.
I mean,
he's brilliant. I was like, how's he getting balls to pull that off?
What was he doing there in the first place?
No idea.
Was there a drug deal going on, or was he eating
a bunt? I think he put his name down for the pool tournament. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
It's brilliant seeing players.
Oh, it was funny. But you're just like, what are you doing? What are you doing outside the West End? I mean, it's a disgrace.
Ah, well, you see Johnson about in the West End quite a bit.
Yeah.
So he's here. A lot of them are still out.
Park Circus.
Den.
Oh, I thought they were up.
Well, a lot of them up at Park Circus, but Moy lives in Bearsden. It sounds like I'm stalking folk. I just know these things.
Yeah. Well, every time I go into the Eusebio when I'm back, I guess you're sitting in the corner. Me and Ange.
Did they not speak to you once? Say fuck off, Lawrence.
I can highly recommend. I can't believe spent a few weeks in Melbourne over Christmas there, and I must be thinking, what am I doing here? Because Melbourne is truly one of the greatest cities in the world, you know.
Yeah, Glasgow, is it not extortionate?
Not in the slightest. Not at all. No,
I thought it was in
not at
Scotland.
all. No, it's not. Certainly not get out and about and whatever. Anyway, we're off track here. Now, summer business, Rem, what do we need? I'm not asking for any Polish obscurities, but what do
Right,
we need?
well, if it was down to me, which it's not, obviously,
Yeah.
I want a new goalkeeper.
Yeah.
I like Hart, and he's done a great job for us. But he's 36, and he was very poor in the Champions League. I think he had the worst save rate in the Champions League.
Yeah.
And he's not great with the ball at his feet, as you know. He's got better, but he's not great. And I think it's time to phase him out. So I'd like a. And so, and I don't think the two goalies we've got is his backup. Well, I know one of them certainly, in Bain, isn't. We need a new goalie. If we assume we're going to be okay with Carter Vickers and Starfelt, and I think part of the problem with the Champions League was they didn't play enough games in it, because they're our best defenders. But keep them. You've got Kobayashi now coming in. You probably need another centre half. Maybe not going to be a starter, but need another centre half. I want a left back.
I want a left back. Yeah.
Taylor's probably the most improved player at the club this season, but that was the award that every amateur football dreaded. You know, the most
Most
improved player,
improved.
because it meant you were shite before.
Well, what's always telling to me is where do other teams see your
They
weaknesses?
target him, right? He's done well, but to go to compete in Europe, we need better. So we need that, and I think we need it. Well, you mentioned it earlier. We need another midfielder, and we need. I think we need to play Jota on the left, so we need a right winger, and we need a striker.
Well,
So that's a
because
lot of players.
I think
Now,
my
they're not
bad.
all going to be starting every week,
Yeah.
obviously, but the players you hear that are leaving or potentially leaving, Abada is obviously going to go.
Yeah.
Turnbull probably should go for his own sake.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Welsh probably needs to go
He might be kept
to play
for
football.
the
To play,
well, we need to, for Europe, we need that seal homegrown
yeah.
quota.
But I think if you look at the squad in Europe, it doesn't. There's no point in having a 25-man squad if you're only playing 17 of them. You know, it's
Yeah.
like we kind of get hidebound by the rules. Yet, if you look at Scottish players in the league just now. Okay, there's some Scottish players in the English Premier League, but they'll be too expensive. Who would you, hand in heart, I sound like David Edgar there, hand in heart, say I haven't got a wrestling belt on, who would you buy in the SP, which Scottish
Nobody.
players in the SP?
Nobody. Not one.
Well,
Not
that's,
one.
so we kind of get hung up on Scottish players. Now, the sub goalie should be a Scottish goalie, because really you shouldn't be using them. And you should be using your youth team to pad out your squad. If emergencies only, I mean, Ralston, I'd keep Ralston on for another year if he's happy to
Yeah.
stay on.
Yeah.
He's good for the SPL, FL. He's absolutely fine in that league. Or do you say we're going to go big and buy a 10 million left back? I don't think we would.
No.
But, there's not a lot of Scottish players out there that you think they would
Oh, no, I'm not.
improve our team.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I'm just saying we do need some Scott. Welsh is one of those guys. He's not quite the quality we need, but he's not he's not Vata. Vata might turn into a great player, but right now
Yeah.
you'd be terrified if he came on the park at a
Yeah.
Champions
I
League
mean,
game.
and what do you do with Forrest, right? I mean, he's obviously nearing the end of his career. He's still got a couple of years left, but is he ever going to play again?
Again, good for the culture. I think he's got another year in his deal. Good for the culture, Forrest. I mean, he's a model professional, good guy to have around. So, and he can do you a turn like he did this season when he came in.
Yeah,
I
he
thought
did. I mean,
he did pretty well. But we do need.
There's the dearth of quality in Scottish football is staggering. I mean, you'd be taking a punt on somebody like, say, and I'll just throw two names in, right, because they're probably the best two I've seen. It doesn't mean they're great. Conor Barron at Aberdeen or Josh Campbell at Hibs, but that's a total punt. And
Yeah.
even if you bought them, they're not starting on our team anytime soon. So
No.
if you want to improve your team, you have to buy players that are better than the current players.
I mean, Turnbull looked like a very good player at Motherwell. You think, oh, he's Celtic quality. He was actually maybe our quality's just gone up so much. He's nowhere near it. You're all right. He needs to move on.
He's got a great shot on him, but he's too slow and too one-footed, and he's not got any physical presence.
That's right. Apart from that, he's brilliant.
Sorry, so, David, if you're listening.
So we need a goalie. We need a left back. I think we need a midfielder. We probably need another striker.
We do need a striker.
Yeah. So we probably need three or four. Ange usually goes for three, doesn't he? It's usually three.
I mean, we should have a. I mean, the fact that we've won the league, but we've already qualified for the Champions League. There are no qualifiers.
Yeah.
Guaranteed money. You know, we'll sell out all the games. The season tickets will sell out, no problem. Our turnover will be way over 100 million again next year. We're probably going to get sell on fees in the summer for Frimpong and maybe Tierney if there was one in the deal. Yeah. So we're still going, you know, you sell Abada for 10 million or something. We'll still get a lot of money to buy players, and maybe we need to buy 2 or 3, 5 or 6 million pound players. Well, we bought two last year, 2 6 million pound transfers.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Maybe we need to go to 8 or 9 million.
Well, yeah, that's quite ambitious because of the wage bill that comes with that. Now, but again, we're not selling anybody on. I am trying to think now. Well, let's just finish off with our preview of the game on Saturday. Interesting game, actually. Absolutely. When was the last time we went there with absolutely nothing at stake? It's an interesting one. What do you do? Do you try and win it?
Unfortunately, it was the year they won the league, but nobody saw it, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
We're going there on Saturday with no supporters, which is annoying. But you know, as what it is, I'd be quite happy if they never set foot in our stadium again. So, you know, they were always going to, you know, they'll come crawling back soon enough when they need the money.
Well, but people forget, you know, how it all started. It was then. Yep. So. But of course, that's all been lost.
Wise stewards to mark their own goalposts.
Yes,
it's quite worrying.
So what do you do? Do you go all out and try and win it, or do you just kind of? I mean, again, professional footballers, I'm guessing that they want to win every game they play in. But
you go all out to win it, like we did under Anil when we went there with nothing to play for. We'd already won the league and we dubbed them 3-0.
Lugo
will get two, and Larson get his 50th of the season.
We
should be playing our strongest team this week, whatever that is. We've still got, it might be the same team as yesterday. We've still got we've got three league games after that before the cup final. They can rotate players out for St Mirren and Hibs and Aberdeen.
Pick a team then, the same team as yesterday, I guess.
If they're all fit. Same team as yesterday.
Well, Johnson comes in if he's fit, I'm guessing.
I don't think he'll be fit. But I would play the same team as yesterday. The only one, I mean, I thought Moy's been terrible since he came back from his injury. Bar last Sunday when he came on as a sub against Rangers, he was good. And he was good yesterday when he came on. So he looks like he's getting back into it. But O'Reilly terrifies them. He always does something against them.
Yeah.
They can't cope with him. He always creates a goal or a clear cut chance, and I'd keep him playing against them.
Can I say something very quickly about O'Reilly? I've seen quite a bit. Oh, he's not been that great this year. You got to remember the first couple of months of the season, he did an absolutely sterling job covering for McGregor. Brilliant.
He was great when he covered McGregor. Yeah. It took him a couple of games to get in there, but once he got there, he was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, he hasn't scored as many goals this year.
Well, but that's a function of Ange's playing him different. Ange's playing him a bit deeper now than when he first came in.
But I would play him against them because as I say, they're terrified of him. I think they've got more selection issues than we have. You know, since Bill threw Fatty under the bus yesterday.
Yeah.
So where do they go with him?
By the way, can I just say, what an embarrassment of a manager he is, isn't he? Have you ever
met brilliant, isn't it?
I mean,
it's absolutely brilliant.
What an empty vessel. Just, he's constantly on transmit.
Yeah.
You know,
he doesn't know when to stop. He's a bit like me and you. But we're not getting paid a lot of money for it. He's like Warburton at the O-levels.
That's what there you go. Yeah. Just embarrassing, and one of these guys. Because when you talk that much, you tend to contradict yourself quite a lot. And lo and behold, you just can't keep. I'm guessing the smarter Rangers fans have just been, tuning them out. And, then the less smart will be tuning them out. And then the players, the real dumb ones, they'll definitely be tuning
oh,
them out.
I'm pretty sure he's lost a lot of those players already.
Already? Yeah.
Oh, aye. I mean, the thing is, to be fair, half of them are going anyway in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But, the thing is, if we win at Ibrox on Saturday, we win the Beale League as well.
Is that right? The Beale
League? We'd win that. So we'll have won one cup, the league,
yeah,
the Beale League, and be the final of the other cup, and we've knocked his team out at both cups.
Yeah.
So I don't think, I'm not saying they'll sack him if we beat them on Saturday, but that's five in a row. He hasn't won. And he'll be coming under pressure, especially, the market he's recruiting in for next season. But he's looking at free transfers and Bosman's failure, the likes of Watford and stuff like that. He's looking at Norwich. I think he said in the WhatsApp, he could have the Norwich midfield playing next season if he signs Kenny McLean.
Yeah, there you go.
Would you be terrified of that?
No. Well, I'm worried for Norwich reserves next year, to be honest. They might be down. There's a reserve league up there. So obviously nobody's, I was going to ask you if you go to the game. Surely you've got contacts to get your ticket in there, surely.
Seemingly when we beat them last week, so many of their season tickets, they run sub seat, I think they call it. It's like you can sell your season ticket for a game, and you get half, and the club get half, or something like that. Seemingly, there were hundreds went on right after the final whistle.
Really?
And me and a couple of my mates did discuss it. Could you do the Ibrox? I couldn't. No. I couldn't keep them shut.
That would be interesting.
I'd just be stupid. So, and then it was like, well, what if we don't win the league at Tynecastle? It's like, oh, Christ. But I'm not going. I'm watching at the house.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sensible.
We'll probably finish our last in the time on this edition. What's your score prediction? I'm going to go with 5-0.
Well, they've all been relatively tight, so I'll say 2-0.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I don't know why. Yeah.
They do a bit the same as Hearts, except that, right, Tynecastle, much smaller pitch. They can shut us down for a wee bit longer than Hearts can. So, Raskin is blown out his arse after an hour. Cantwell runs about like a headless chicken. Lundstrom's rotten. And you know that one of our defenders is going to make an absolute lulu. And you've got Captain Tom in goals. So you're going to be fine.
Actually, no, I think they've got the very young McCrory.
Yes, 37-year-old Robbie McCrory.
the prospect. Actually, he's bald as well.
He was a year below you at school. He was a sub goalie at Oakle View that night.
That's right. He's bald as well. You know, I was thinking, wow. I saw that, whatever bits I saw, he looked actually pretty decent.
Did saves yesterday, but he played that. What people he played a season for Livingston. He chipped a few in against us.
He did. That's right.
He's not a very good keeper. But I don't care whether they play young Robbie or old Alan. It won't make any difference because we should beat them.
Right. Well, listen. Good to talk to you, Rem. I don't know. I'm not going to make any promises. Maybe we'll. Actually, we might do another one soon. I'm guessing nobody will listen to this at this stage anyway.
You'll be sitting watching the listening figures moving into four figures.
Aye, actually, you'd be surprised.
£12.75.
You would be surprised, actually. But anyway, here, listen. Good to talk to you, Em. I'll talk to you again next week.
Is this going out tonight? Is it?
Going out tonight, yes, right now.
Well, there's a holiday here, so you might still get a few hits tonight.
Right, obviously.
So hopefully we next one isn't after the Scottish Cup final and we lose and you do your Ange out podcast.
I know, we'll leave the Ange is no good stuff to you. Okay, all the best, mate.
Right, see you later, Lawrence. Cheers.
Cheers.